You're listening to WGXC, and we are coming to you live here from the Hudson studio. Every now and then, every morning, Lynn Slonica sends over the news to me, and I record it in my home studio, and I have a tendency to do a little commentary when when a story surprises me. I wind up talking back to the story while I'm recording it. And a few months ago, I'm reading through a story about an innovative program taking place in beautiful downtown Chatham, New York, called Chatham Cares for You. And the bottom line of the program is that the program is designed for the police department to help people who are addicted to opioids. And the head of that police department is Chief Peter Volkman. Chief, are you on the air? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful.
Chief, welcome to WGXC. And I must tell you, I must congratulate you on the program. You are the talk of the town, at least the talk of the town in the area of town that I'm in. And it's a really innovative program, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
Sure. It was probably last spring. The opioid addiction was an epidemic. I believe at this point it's turned into a pandemic of people overdosing and dying in our community. And so I did a lot of research because I just needed to do something. It was just something that's in my heart. And also, just so you know, and I'm very upfront about it in public, that I'm a person in long-term recovery. So I get it, this whole idea of how addictions is a medical condition. And I just felt the need to do something, and I based it on the Gloucester, Massachusetts model of any person who has any type of addiction, not just opioids or heroin, and they can't find a bed, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to get into treatment, you can walk into our police station and just ask the three words of "I need help." Just say "I need help," and that's what my police department's designed for, is to help people. We don't judge people. We understand it's a medical condition. And so any person who walks through can say, "I need help, I need treatment, I need detox." We work with mobile crisis in making a determination of which treatment door, so to speak, is best to go after for them, for their success. And we had so far over 75 individuals in 7 months, and their families have walked in without hope, and we have 100% success rate in finding them a treatment bed.
Wow, that is great. That is great. And it is important that folks know that when they come to the police department to ask for help, they're not at risk of criminal penalties. Is that correct?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They have a medical condition that we will assess and refer. We don't ask about where you got your drugs from. We don't ask anything. All we want you to do is get better, because you are in a health crisis at that point. And the priority is that, because I think our society has missed the point, in the sense that addiction is a medical condition. It's not a moral condition. And so we have to kind of adjust our sights here, because we just need to get them help. And there's just it's so rampant. Something had to be done. And I just took a chance and said, you know, maybe so. I didn't think people would come in. Would they trust Chatham police enough to come in to say they have a problem? And now people from six different counties, as far as Utica, drove to Little Chatham, New York, to get help.
Well, that's another good sign, because I remember when I did the original story, I said, boy, I wonder how this is going to pan out. I know that they were doing up in Gloucester. And are there any other counties or towns engaging in the same program? Anybody looking at what you're doing?
Yeah, we're helping out right now town of Walk Hill in Orange County. But at this point in New York State, out of the over 500 police agencies, we were the 22nd to take this. The nearest police agencies to us that are have implemented the same program is the town of Woodstock, the town of Cobleskill, and Cooperstown. We're the only Capital District Police Department that has taken this initiative to help people get into treatment.
Without treading on sensitive ground, how do your colleagues, your fellow police chiefs, what are their reactions to this kind of program?
They're the same reactions I think that I had. You're nervous because it goes against the grain of policing. It just goes against, war on drugs, that whole thing, we got to get them. That's the first part. Then the second part is an administrator. I'll just tell you, I was really scared that the first day there'd be 100 people, and it goes through your mind, or we would just get inundated because we're a part-time police agency. We're not a full-time agency.
Right.
And
right.
So we're real limited in our resources, and we're real limited in our budget. But we teamed up with Community Angels, and that's volunteer community members who come and pair up with us as a team to work with that person. So that really helps us in that we don't need as much personnel because our Community Angels have just stepped up to the plate with us and collaborated with us to say, let's do something and get them in treatment.
And how can the public at large help your program out?
There's many ways. If you want to become a community angel, you can contact us at Chatham Police Department. If you're in need and you can't find a bed and your family members can't find a bed or you're just ready to get into treatment and to begin your recovery, you can call us at Chatham Police at 392-3451 or you can call the Columbia County Sheriffs and they dispatch an individual officer. So if there's off-duty officer or non-duty officer will call you. And the Columbia County Sheriff's Central Dispatch is 828-3344 and just ask for a Chatham officer for CC4U. That's the nickname of it. Everybody seems to know it as CC4U. And an officer will call you as soon as possible and to make a determination of what your needs are and where we go next.
Well, I certainly have been talking about it. CC4U, folks, stands for Chatham Cares for You, and the program is operated out of the Chatham Police Department down on Main Street in Chatham, New York, and it is a very exciting and innovative program that quite personally, I would like to see spread throughout the area since, as you mentioned, we have reached the pandemic stage in opioid addiction here in our area.
And what's neat about our program, the University of Albany Public Health and Preparedness is actually researching our success because the big question is how come we're so successful at what we do? So we're hoping within the next couple months to have some really good research on what we're doing right and things that we need to work on, maybe why people aren't coming forward or what we're doing wrong, and also to follow up to see how people are doing and if it made a difference walking into our police station. We're real excited about that you, Albany, took an interest in our program just to examine it and to research its success.
Yeah, because a published report will get the word out and maybe get some more towns and cities and counties to follow suit.
And that's exactly what I was thinking of, to validate what we're doing. Now, there's still drug dealers that need to be arrested, and we still make arrests. Mm-hmm. But this is just one piece of dealing with the pandemic. And we just feel that whatever success we're having, we're going to keep going. And if it's police-oriented that's causing this to happen, we'll show the research of it, and maybe other agencies will be able to jump on board with a little more comfortability in jumping on this. So we're real excited about this.
It is providing a link to a cure for an illness, and I think that's very important that folks are increasingly viewing drug addiction as an illness. And it needs to be an illness that needs to be treated. And hats off to you and the folks down there at Chatham Police Department for recognizing that and moving ahead with this program. We're going to be keeping up with you. So anyone who can you give those numbers again for anyone who wants to get involved or help?
The best way, if you want to get involved or even contact us, we have a Facebook page. It's Chatham Cares, the number 4 and the letter U. Chatham Cares for You on our Facebook page. You can contact us if you would like to be a volunteer angel and help our program out. Or if you just have a question about treatment, what to do next, insurance companies, and that aspect. And then you can contact us if you need immediate assistance, either through the Columbia County Sheriff's Office Communications, which is 828-3344, or you can call us at our police station when an officer is inside, which is 392-3451.
And that's how I got a hold of you this morning, and I'll tell you something, folks, he picks up the phone.
How about that?
And I know you were kind enough to pull over to the side of the road while you were on your way somewhere else to talk to us, so I don't want to hold you. I really appreciate you calling. We're going to see if we can get the word out about your program. And again, congratulations and thank you very much for calling.
And thank you so much for supporting us. The community support is absolutely necessary for our support. So it's things like this that propels us to get to and more people come in. Each person that comes in is an absolute miracle. And that's what it's all about, being a cop, is saving lives.
Oh, yes, sirree. And folks, you're listening to All Together now on WGXC 90.7 FM. Philip is on your radio with Chief Peter Volkman of the Chatham Police Department. And we've been discussing the Chatham Cares for You program. Chief, just stay on for a second.
Sure.
I'll be right with you. And it's a good segue out. Curtis Mayfield.